people are not in good mood, because this has caused the kind of tension to the people, to the entire community of South Sudan, because he was the son of this place, and he was grown up here until he went to seminary, and then he became Abuna among his people here, among the parents, among the relatives. So very suddenly, we had that local man is disappeared on the way to Niger.
What are local authorities saying? Is there any word about where he is?
Exactly. Up to now, the government is trying to find out where he is, and then even the local authorities, the chiefs, they are trying to know from the government to know where he is about. So it is still on the process. So the community are also looking to hear from the government so far what has happened to him and who abducted him on the way to Niger.
Are there community leaders who are questioning the state government, the government of Western Equatoria, or the national government? Are there efforts by the community leaders to hold authorities accountable?
Exactly. We have the Fayam chief, even the county chief, the paramount chief, and the commissioner. So they are trying to find a way from the government of the Republic of South Sudan, letting, because he's the top authority in the country, to make efforts so that at least to get information about the Fadalu. So there is a process going on.
How do you feel about this situation? What is happening in Tambora County? How do you feel about it?
It's like a disaster to people, because now you see this thing has caused attention to people. Like now, you know, this time is a season for maybe planting things, for going to the garden. People are not working anymore. No garden. There is nothing that can help people, like food. People are camped in the unionist camp and others in the churches. So people are feeling really very bad about all this, what is happening in Tambora.
From Yambio to Tambora and from Tambora going to Niger or to South Sibu, how safe are these roads?
So the road is a bit safe, because there is no more tension on the road. There is no more abduction from Tambora to Yambio. It is fair, because we have two roads which is going to Yambio. One which is going via to another junction called the Diabio, and then another one from South Yubu to Ezo to Diabio, and then going to Tambora. So the road from South Yubu going to Ezo to Yambio is a bit fine, but that one going direct from Tambora to Yambio is a bit not fine, because people are fearing sometimes they can abduct people on the way. They can maybe attack people also. You don't know who is attacking the people.
You and I are both from Western Equatoria, and we know ourselves. How can you say you don't know who is attacking people?
The problem is this thing is just happening in the bushes, where there are no people, where there are no residents. So this is why now it is very difficult to identify who is attacking, who is abducting people on the way, because it's happening in places where there is no residents.